The following program contains content that has not been approved by 1-800-RADIATOR or any of its franchise affiliates. All of the opinions stated in this podcast are solely owned by the hosts and guests of the 1-800-FSR podcast and its publishers. The 1-800-FSR podcast is independently produced. Get ready to sell. Hello, greetings out there, everybody. This is the 1-800-FSR podcast. Today, I am bringing up the champion who has made my life the best it could ever be, my co-host, Cameron. How are you today, sir?
Just another day in paradise, making it happen 6 days a week.
Yeah, you're making it happen.
That's what we do.
Today, we're going to be talking about how you've been making it happen.
Did a little sum.
I got smiles all over my face. As usual, we are joined by the little dog Murphy, sitting over there in his leather recliner.
Mm-hmm.
And to the right of me, the man who puts it all together every week, shortly. Does absolutely nothing while we're doing this, so it's... We don't even get to watch it.
He's just getting a prequel to the...
Yeah.
To the editing.
We don't even get to see what he does. So in our minds, he does very little. And then, like, days like today, he's coming in and he's, like, mastered one of these new software, you know, things he's into. Like, I've edited this great video. And he wants to talk about it. And we're like, no. I don't know what any of that means. You know, download resolutions and...
It's a different language.
It is, you know? Talk to me about radiators, catalytic converters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
Today, what we're talking about is credits.
You love getting a call asking about how much credit a customer has on their account, don't you?
It's literally, you know, it's what I live for. it's like the song, Working 9 to 5. It's what it's all about, is credits. Let's talk about credits. Why? What is a credit? A credit is something that we issue to a customer on their account when they return a part. Now, if they've returned the part as a warranty and gotten another one, it kind of just becomes a wash. Boop, the two equally.
Evens out.
It evens out. But they bought a part. They wrote us a check. We deposited the check. They don't need the part anymore because the customer canceled the job, for example, and they returned the part to us. Now they have a credit for the price of that part that they can use down the road to apply to another part that they buy, which is typically the way they do it.
So kind of like an order, an invoice order.
Yeah.
Order invoice, but in reverse.
Yep. Now, those of us who have been with the company long enough to know back in the day, there's a feature when you issue the credit where you can click a button and it would fax the credit over to the shop.
Can you say that one more time?
It would fax, by the way, Cameron's too young. It's F-A-X.
Oh, okay. Hanging me up. Okay.
So this was a great system because those people that needed the credits could get them easily, and the warehouse manager knew that and just clicked that button. There isn't an equivalent yet installed for email. But the next thing that you're asking yourself is, why do these people need the credits? It's there. It's in their account. Why do they need a piece of paper that says that the credit's there? Well, some places, in particular your national accounts, and very much so in particular your body shops, your collision stores, are going to require this because they keep meticulous books. Their accounting is really, really, really on top of it at all times. And you'll get a national account. I guarantee you know who they are. And they'll call you and they say, I got to have this credit. And then the system, don't get me wrong, I'm dramatizing it here to the nth degree that it is difficult. But what it is, and those warehouse managers out there know what this is, you're on a pace, you're getting things done, you're at a good clip. And then something needs this, and it stops that clip.
Well, you ask your call center, you ask Matt Kinker, for instance, you know, hey, you like getting calls about credits? No, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take orders.
Yeah.
I got orders coming in, you know, and we're trying to make, I gotta make room for the orders. Come on now.
So the way they're currently getting this information is by a warehouse manager pulling up their account, pulling up the AR, which is the accounts receivable, looking at what they're owed, what the credits they have, and then pulling that up in CSM, and then, of course, having to translate that into a download and then attach that download to an email and get that email off to the person.
Well, and you have to do that for each individual credit for each individual customer yeah. that asks?
Yep.
Wow. And we don't have anything like preset
no.
for the, okay.
We don't. Well, that's you know, awesome. Hey, you know.
Well, hey, yeah.
What? But I will tell you this. If it adds up, and imagine, just imagine the hellish nightmare it would be if every single customer using that format had needed the credit sheet. It would be death. Well, this is where, for totally selfish reasons, okay? Because when I'm overwhelmed with these between the hours of 2 and 4:59, 5 o'clock when it's time to clock out from 1-800-Radiator and clock in to 1-800-FSR, Martin is not in a good mood if he's dealt with a bunch of these. And selfishly wanting me to be in a happy-go-lucky mood, he found, created, invented, I don't know. There might be 5 or 6 of you out there who go, duh, I knew that. But we don't know those people. And those of you who say, duh, I knew that, you should have told us, buddies. You should have told us. So what he's discovered is how to take the next level, the next advantage of the e-com system that we have. And so go ahead, Cameron, tell the fine folks out there what it is that you've shown me and changed my life forever.
Well, Martin, or let me first address the audience. Audience, if you haven't gotten an email from Martin Schaefer, you may not be aware to the fact that he actually holds a good many positions with the company and has many different roles and jobs that he is expected to perform on a daily basis. So some of what he was saying earlier is correct. You know, he is a little bit in a worse mood should he have to deal with a bunch of credits. So I was like, you know, let's there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way we can take this off his plate, the call center's plate, anybody's plate who is dealing with it. And after setting up several customers on e-com and playing with it more and more and getting more familiar, I noticed they're, you know, they have the order previous orders tab. And I was looking into the previous orders tab, and it actually turns out that that's a way for the customer to be able to enter in the search range of dates that they're looking for the credit for. Click on the individual SO number that shows the negative. Yeah, I guess it would be negative for us. The negative. Yeah, yeah.
The little
price there. Yeah.
Things of disaster.
Yeah, exactly. Parentheses. Yeah, whatever. You know what to look for.
Yes.
And they can open it. They get a copy of it. They get the option to print it where they can then turn it into a PDF file themselves and then send it wherever the hell they want to send it.
Yeah, right there on the screen. Print. Attach, add, incredible. Download, whatever you need to do.
And it don't matter if they're on Mitchell, if they're using CCC, as long as they have internet access, they can get all the credits they want in the world from us.
Phone, iPad,
it don't
laptop,
matter.
Macintosh,
don't even
Asus,
matter.
Windows 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And when one Xbox. Thing, and one thing when setting up that I recommend doing, especially if it is somebody who is not necessarily ordering parts, but more that accountant
bookkeeping
kind of process or that position, I recommend not turning it into a bookmark so it's at the top of their, you know, Chrome or Edge page or whatever, but instead turning that page into its own icon away from Google Chrome, away from Edge, so that way it can pop up itself and you can pin that actually to the taskbar.
Yeah,
we'll actually release a little video kind of demonstrating how to go about doing that on the different website softwares, you know, that we have out here. I swear there's like a million, but that's very useful to them just because they're definitely not going to be looking us up to place orders.
Yeah.
So they're only going to need us in the happen chance that there is a credit. So them just being able to have that access there, just right off to the side.
Yeah.
Magical.
This makes accounting a lot easier all the way around. It's not just credits that I have access to, missing invoices.
Mm-hmm.
So that call is no longer available. Imagine the escalation decrease that will take place from people not needing to call and ask. They'll already know. I know I have an outstanding credit. I see it right here. I haven't used it yet, so I know that I have it available to me.
And we just had it here at the end of the month, unpaid invoices.
Yeah.
Talking with customers like, hey, bud, we got this invoice. No, I already paid that.
They can look right there and see it.
Buddy.
So the next step, of course, is that you have to get the word out. This is a fantastic thing. Those of you already doing it, you're the greatest people in the world.
Rock stars.
Rock stars. Why didn't you share it? Should have shared it.
Should have been
years of anger.
I mean, come on now.
I've tossed so many pieces of candy at drivers. Point being is you've got this great news. it's like this great product and, you know, this great new thing, this great new invention. You got to get the word out.
Well, got to get it out.
Those of you who have been following this little plan, this little program that Cameron and I do.
Excursion, a journey.
Know that a part of the program that we offer is graphic design. We really feel that stepping up to the next level and having different types of marketing material in your hand when you walk in. So you might be in an area where people are a little more rock and roll. You might be in an area where people are a little more rap or, you know, and these things require a variety of marketing materials.
Updated and adaptable, baby. That's all it is.
It is. And, it, you know, one of the things that Cameron got to doing immediately after discovering this and showing it to me after the champagne had been fully consumed, and he got together and he created a sheet. And I think it's one of the greatest sheets we've got going for us. It's an 8.5 by 11. Your leadership can go get it printed at any number of print shops. Mm-hmm. You just download it and bam, you got it. You can put it on your iPad. You can email it to people. Email it to every customer you know.
What?
And it basically, it's attractive. It shows you exactly the step-by-step you need to take. It's nearly idiot-proof to make sure that your customer, at the end of your visit, when you leave, they've got this nice little instruction pamphlet to make sure they walk them through it. And they can even, I think it's attractive enough to be quite honest, where I would suggest posting it nearest to the person who's going to be utilizing that service the most.
Mm-hmm.
They can just go up on the wall. You know, it's a good looking form and it's also got something that's very beneficial to us. Logo.
Throw it up there.
Tell them these people, those people in this business, you go directly to any CARSTAR or Caliber Collision Center and you tell them that this is available to them. They might give you a hug.
After they collect their head when it falls off.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah.
Collectively across the country, you're going to see people just going, what?
Eyes going to the back. I mean, you'll have to catch some fainters. Yeah. There will be some fainters. Make sure you get them taken care of.
But to me, this harkens back to the fact that, you know, it's been a while since e-com was launched. And I think we've kind of lost the passion and the vision of why e-com plays such an important part in this business's future.
A little, we'll do a little poll in the chat and we'll see, maybe like a poll to see when was the last time you fadoodled, mess around with e-com, just played with it yourself to see what all it does.
I bet you the answer is very small.
Yeah. I mean, we could do years.
It's an icon on my desk.
Yeah.
And I literally walk through people when people call me and they say, you know, I've been on hold a little too long. I can solve that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I consider this sheet that you've put out basically the equivalent to the e-com break-in procedure.
Well, you're too nice.
You know, it is. It's a break. It's radically changed the way we communicate with financial terms with the customers that are not using it right now. Once again, I'm assuming that there's someone out there smarter than me. But what I'll tell you is this is 2023 and we need to be pushing the benefits of e-com.
The bottom line is that what makes our e-com site great is that it is minimalist.
Amen.
It is minimalist because we aren't AutoZone, Advance, Napa, Velocity, you know, Fleet Pride, whoever they are, carrying this long list of parts.
Yep.
Radiators, engine cooling, AC, cats, get in a heavy duty. Come on.
Yeah.
That's all we're talking here. So that is very appealing to, that makes e-com appealing to everybody. I mean, it literally makes it appealing to everybody. It's easy. And that's why it's huge to not just put it on the bookmark, even for people ordering, putting it down at the taskbar, because they're going to be on AutoZone. They're going to be on, they're going to have those tabs open all the time anyways. They're not going to have us open.
Is going to help generate a habit.
Massive.
Habit is what we need for people to use. And remember, we've talked about this in other episodes. There are many different people that like to order things on the phone or different people that like to order them even in person, which is great, you know?
Yep.
But those people, that's great. The e-com just serves a different function for them. It's a function for checking availability. It's a function for checking the picture of the part to make sure that it's the right part.
So that way, next time they're thinking, oh, wow, I've been on hold for a long time, they have that other option.
Yep.
They don't have to just be like, well, I just stay on the phone and wait it out, right? I mean, it's like,
they're choosing to do the thing that's frustrating them. They are doing the thing. I happen to be the voice of our network's 1-800 Radiator. So when you call, you get to hear me tell you all these exciting things.
Look it up.
And every time when we were doing the recordings, I would say, you know, my little reference to e-com that, you know, while you're waiting, all of your answers, all of your questions can be answered by going to 1-800 if it's, you know, oh, 1-800. Don't go there. But I get the two confused. If you understood how many times I've introduced the show
typed
as 1-800 radiator instead of 1-800-FSR, it's tough. It's tough, people.
Wait for the blooper reel.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, we'll you get guys, it out. It's coming out soon. It's going to be fantastic. Or
summer of 2024.
Wore the wrong shirt to a filming or a picture, you know, and then you got to go all the way back home. It's like, yeah. And I'm an easily angered person. Quickly, it's happy anger, I think, but maybe other people don't think so. But
startled anger.
It's startled anger. It's just how I release my frustration. But the truth is,
it's a quick blast, though.
It is. And I feel these folks out there that are saying, you know, I'm on hold for too long. Well, this is a solution. Get them used to it. The number of part returns from a person ordering on e-com is so much smaller than a phone order. So many fewer mistakes are made because they can verify that the part is correct. At least our mistakes.
I mean, I would also say those customers that are saying like, oh, I've been on a hold forever, da, 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 they're not thinking about how there's probably hundreds of other customers that are calling into our call centers, sure, you know, that are feeling the exact same way, because we only have, you know, what, less than 10? Less than 10 people in our call center for our franchise group, 4 warehouses. And I mean, how many customers in that franchise group?
You gotta think about this. All of us, these people that don't realize how voluminous it is, those of us at warehouses that have, we all have one driver that's like this, okay? Goes on a delivery, comes back, and the same place he just delivered to ordered, and he does it again, and he's like, why do they do that? I don't understand.
Why don't they just...
But they order all at once, because they didn't know. An hour ago, they were not aware that somebody was going to drive in and have another busted radiator. Like, I want to tell these people, do not get a job at AutoZone, because you will be delivering to the same person 15 times, probably.
I mean,
you know? Yeah.
Smaller territory, even.
Yeah. You
know? I mean, my God. My God.
The diversity is non-existent.
It's tough to even imagine being an FSR or a commercial guy for an AutoZone, because you're just seeing the same guys every week. It's like, hey, it's Tuesday. How's it going?
I don't know if it's good.
That's tough.
You see the red shirt and the black pants coming at you. Woo. He's going to try to sell me some oil.
Hey, he looks good in them Skechers, though.
Hey. At least they're out there doing it, right? They're out there being the best FSR for their company. You guys just happen to be the best FSRs working for the best company. So we're pushing econ. We need to keep pushing.
That's a good tagline.
Was it?
That was a good tagline.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while.
We'll keep
every
that
once in a while. The pictures of the majority of inventory is a huge help. I don't know. I just don't understand why it. I get maybe the older population to a certain degree, but I think what Cameron really hit on was the minimalist nature of our e-com site. I don't want to call it online ordering. It's not like Amazon. It's not like if you go, every one of you FSR should go to AutoZone's website every week and look at it. Look up a part. And then 15 minutes later, call me and say, I haven't quite found the part yet.
I mean, just yesterday I went by a customer and they haven't done any business with us or anything, but I was trying to talk to her about e-com, and she was like an older lady, not a fan of e-com at all, said she tried it 5 years ago and hasn't even touched it since because it didn't go well. And the first thing she asked me about it was, can you look up my VIN number on your site? I was like, no, ma'am. No, we can't, unfortunately, do that. But I will say, you know, you say you don't like e-com. Well, I'm sure you're kind of imagining an AutoZone Pro-ish type e-com. Yeah, we can't look up my VIN number, but you can navigate the hell out of our site. I mean, it is literally, what are you looking for? Year, make, model, engine. Oh, you need a radiator. Oh, you need a cat. Oh, you need an AC kit. Boom, it's there. It comes, it'll tell you what vendor, order by this time, get it by this time, list, price, what it even freaking looks like. Boom.
It's a calculator versus a cell phone.
Ridiculous.
Roughly the same size. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can do one with the other, but it's just simple.
Calculator's damn good at doing math.
It is. I have a cell phone that has a calculator, and I have a computer with 4 screens in front of me that has a calculator, and I still pull out a Casio calculator.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
It simplifies, you know, just get it done. So to recap, let's recap the greatest news in history.
Run it back.
We are going to be explaining to our customers, especially those, so you got to get with your warehouse manager and leadership, and you need to develop a list of who's the neediest immediately for this.
You probably already thought about five and while listening to this episode.
Every one of you.
Oh, yeah. You know who they are.
Especially the warehouse managers are like, oh, I got that list already.
You know who they are.
You might have already started writing that list, to be honest.
You probably already visited them.
Life-changing.
You already probably started visiting them.
Life-changing. So you're going to get out there and you're going to bring them the sheet, get with your leadership, tell them you need, you know, 100. And have them go run off 100 of these. Do not slack. Get it in full color. Put it on some glossy paper. It's worth it. We're talking about spending $100 possibly to take a huge weight off of your call center, off of your warehouse manager, off of your FSR.
Ultimately off of your shoulder.
Yeah, who often get asked this question and don't have an answer.
Why is it so hard for me to get credits from you guys? Well, sir, it actually... It's a terrible process. I mean, it's what it is.
We admit it.
This is a way to amend that.
I mean, if those of you at corporate who we love you, are listening to this, you know, we would love to give you feedback on that option for fax machines just being replaced with that. But even truth is this, even when if that is installed, it's not necessary because of this. The customer is empowered. When they think to themselves, I need a credit, they just go.
I go get credit.
Get the credit.
Boom.
I need an invoice. It's right there.
Boom.
How much paper will this save us? Not joking. So,
I mean, we're not in the business of saving paper. Come on now. We're going to chop some trees.
Yeah. So get with your leadership. Get this printed. Get that list of the top 100 that you know you need to get out there. Make sure you're including all your body shops in that. Every one of your body shops that's currently doing business with you needs this information. And then form a campaign around this and get this form out to them.
It's get it done.
To change so many people's lives. That's what I got for today. What are you thinking?
I think if these people really care about their customers, they're probably going to get a little bit more familiarized with e-com.
Yeah, I was more thinking about like, where are we going to get these wings from? Because I need to go get some wings.
It is a wing day.
It's a wing day. Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Get the word out. And as far as I'm concerned, cheers.
Hey, in the comments, let's go ahead and drop your favorite wing flavor, wing sauce flavor.
Absolutely. Goodbye, folks.
Adios.
Thanks for listening to the 1-800-FSR podcast. We invite you to leave comments using the 1-800-FSR app and feel free to review those left by other FSRs. Go to 1-800-FSR.com to check out all the exciting things we have to offer, including weekly updates. Want to be on the show or get in contact with me? Do so at martin@1800FSR.com.
And if you want to get up with me, you can link up with me using cam@1800FSR.com.
Let's go sell some stuff.
Let's do it, baby.